role in our lives. Abraham is not God. Abraham is not the Savior. But Abraham is the father of everyone that believes.
If you are a Palangi, if you're European or Samoan, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you believe in Christ, then Abraham is your father. What Abraham did is what his children do. So Isaac followed the footsteps of his father Abraham, and everywhere Isaac went, he does those three things. He builds an altar, he pitches a tent, and he digs a well. When it comes to from Samoa, whether you are in Samoa or in New Zealand, there are three things you do. You build an altar, you pitch a tent, and you dig a well. So I'm just going to talk briefly about that and trust that it will be a blessing to you. If it's not, it's not my fault. Hallelujah. The mantala to spaya. Ole. Na bala awina ele tua amper ammo. E peya na bala awina oe. The mantala yesu, I fear muli mai ate au. Ya fa fiti oe ate oe. Amolo sa. Taulonga muli mai. Jesus said, his challenge was, if you're going to follow me, you deny yourself, you take up your cross, and you follow me. When God called Abraham, God did the same. It's the same gospel. But whatever belongs to you, you deny yourself, come follow me. Leave your family behind, your nation behind, whatever. Hello? And you follow me. You can't follow God unless you fulfill those things. If I na amatala ta to sounding of my ele taulanga ele nga arpovi ola le wingol melnga e ola tala noa ile fata faitaulanga ba tu sial te malo isaia fa mai ola le fale ke faua o afa ingo kaulanga la ngol telo te mai e te faitaulanga pe ke kipi le uol mai le o faisa ukalang i ola fai. You are actually offering something on an altar, but it says you offer it like you're killing a man. You offer it like you're cutting the neck of a dog. That's very hard. Aisha, langa ole fata fai taulanga, maritala tuspaya, a avela taulanga. E avele mea e atoa, ele eise pona, ele eise ila yai. Hallelujah. When you offer a sacrifice on the altar demands the best. Ele eise fasi mea e avea ilunga le faka, e faika ulanga. Pa maitala le tua ili tusia malaki. A faye fa penga, kapungi le fale. Awa iko sa usesi. Awa iko fama. Aisha, langa ite sawa mai mea. Why? Because the altar demands the best. Ele fakanga faila isa moala. A faitaulanga samoa. E fai farkingu.
Όλα που είναι σαμό,
He's relying on somebody to give him something so that he cannot. What is that? It's an offering that's blind.
Eletelia. Ah. I like what I say. If I am, or if I feel like a long, I'm not going to cook it. I'm 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 going to cook it.
Why? You have to put yourself in there. You don't borrow anything to give an offering to God.
It has to be you.
Hallelujah.
E fai ngō fiela na awele taulanga atua, pe a fai te malamalama I wingo le li.
It's easy to give God on the altar if you understand God, but if you don't, it's very difficult to build an altar, because many times, it's the altar all the time is not for us.
Wa mai na tala le tua ya Mose Mose. A faile fata fai taulanga. A wa lavanga I e kangoe e vangisi. A wa hei kangoe kofi kofi I se kofi. A wa lavanga I fai e eisau ngā ruenga.
Pa wale me fai. A fai o le taula, o le fata fai taulanga e fai palapala. Nga nga mai a palapala. A fai e fai maa, mai maa. A e aua ngei kofi a le maa. Aisha, la nga a e tango e tofi le maa. I fail for the fight out long. Momelo wa kango kofi fai fa mangaya, kusi fa mangaya, vangisi fa. If you chisel it, if you varnish it, if you sand it and you build it, you know what? When they come to look at your altar, who are they going to give the glory to?
You. Why? Because you built a nice one.
The altar is not, nothing of self is on the altar. It's all God's.
A faula le fata fai taulanga le tangata. E faue, o lana vafe aloa I malea tua.
It's his relationship with God. E avatu lo na loto, e yield lo na nganga I lea tua. You yield your life to God. And when God said to Abraham, get out of your country, Abraham said, I'm coming.
Hallelujah.
Ele fia ngai ngafaula, ele inga ko kaulanga e fai ngipobi imang. Aha. Ai fai tato taulanga, o taulanga faa, faftai.
Ah.
We give sacrifices of praise. A mai la, ke lo kakaka a mai, e o foi le usunga le pese kaule la vai usul pese. Ah. Ai, so se taulanga la ba, e yei le o si taulanga, e sau es inspecta taulanga, every sacrifice is inspected by a high priest. And you bring your sacrifice, and the high priest will inspect the sacrifice to see that the sacrifice is perfect.
If
there's something wrong with the sacrifice, you don't do it. You go get something else. Why? Because the altar demands the best.
Atilo kilo la leo staulang sili. Ile feinga le kaulanga e kikilo kilo ma ba ili le taulanga.
He searches, he has a look. Man, afa matala al tuspaia ya Mose. Mose, e ilo ilo le mamoe le asus fulu, e fasi le asus fulu faa. Aisha, e faa aso e ba ili, e ilo mamoe pe ato toa pelea.
There are 4 days when you will just look at the lamb, you search the thing, you inspect the lamb and see if the lamb is perfect. If it's not, you get rid of it and get a perfect one. When Jesus died, he was inspected. by Pilate, by Herod, by the high priest, and none of them could pin anything on him. Why? Because he was perfect. Perfect.
Hallelujah.
Guess what? When we come to offer sacrifices of praise, guess what happens? There is a high priest that actually inspects your sacrifice. You're singing and you think, well, I'm just singing. Well, I don't know the song. But you know something? There's a high priest that actually is inspecting your sacrifice.
And I want to say, most of our sacrifices of praise are not accepted.
Why? Because we're just killing dogs and murdering people. Are you okay?
Amatalatus po yasa avela utaulanga. Ese me faleton. Faleleing sa ulefai. Takoki nga hanga falekongu. I saw what Kongia.
Are you okay? Reconciliation comes before sacrifice. If you have ought against any, go and reconcile and come and offer your sacrifice to the Lord. But leave the sacrifice at the altar. Don't offer it because there's somebody that's inspecting it. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ilolua lava vamale tua. Pamaltala tuspoye tu nato to tino ile tua. Ole taulanga, ole taulanga, ole taulanga. Eola, paia, malie. You offer your bodies as living sacrifices unto God.
Ole falav lavela ole taulanga akako. Eola kaulanga. Aku ulal kaulanga lunga fakafai kaulanga ai mumu malafi o nga punga esere ol kaulanga langa lai ola.
Mana yel mato fon tanga i Samoa. Ba mai lel manatu Dave. Ba tala Dave. The Christian life is impossible to live. Ai umal tala Dave ala kuya ya Andy Foskun falan kala merkala Andy. The Christian life is so simple to live. The miles here impossible, the miles here simple. Ola kurole fa ngame me nga fela usalak. My which is correct? I said which is correct? Is it impossible or is it simple? I said they are both right. Unless God is in your life, you can't live for God. It's impossible. But it's so simple to live for God when your sacrifice is dead.
Hallelujah. Langaile adengi me. Hallelujah. Ele ai mase tau langa ri fenga inkuai. E aveola. Kape mo mual kau langa. E fa pena fo la tau langa ri fenga inkuai. E kape. Hello. Na pau ale ola e ola ili taulanga. Ole ola toi tu. Ole mena oti. O toi faola. A ola la le mena oti e faola. E leko e ola ili ola ngai momua. E ola ili ola toi tu.
And the living sacrifice that you offer to God is actually dead. It's not alive. If it is alive, you'll hop off the altar. But the only life it has, it's dead. And who resurrects the dead? Talking about God who resurrects the dead and calls a thing that's not as though it is.
It's a supernatural life. You deny yourself, take up your cross, you follow. Kelsiang, lai faile me ole me alanga ola, inga pa wale me le faile, wa fa popo ye pe fa plasta ir fa alkan. Say amen. Is that all right? I'll be finished shortly because I'm hungry. And my wife said, she's hungry too. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, fellow, ole bow oil malo tua, your yieldedness to God. Olo roto ave lo wola yao ngale li ye yao fe au, ave waso to toe, vi iaila wo feel. Ole bow oil malo tua, pegang of voice of vai, pegang of voice wanganui, ole fata fight out langa, ole me to tap wa yai, if a so ta yai oil malo tua. Hallelujah. It's your heart to God. It's your yieldedness to God. It's the denying of your flesh and the living unto God. Hallelujah. If you're a smoker and you die and I come and light a pipe and I blow the smoke into your nostrils and put the pipe under your nose, you will never respond. Why? Because you're dead. You're dead. That's the trouble with many Christians, is they still respond to the smoke. Why? Because they're not dead. And you can't offer a sacrifice because you're not dead yet. Are you okay? Ai upia, ya so ya. Au la kwa wa yo kinga ya. Wa ba ai sa ka oki ala kwa ba kusifa ka fangu pia ka ngoin. Ala kwa ba kusifa ka pia ka oki ai wa oki. Al fala bla bla or ke lo ke sa ngwa ka mi. Ala kwa fanga ka ai ba kusifa ngwa. Why? Because you have to die. You deny yourself. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow. Deletio e pule o ya te oe. Pule le tu o ya oe. A faila e pule le tu o ya oe. Mata atu spaya. O le taulanga sili ala. E le ole nga ole mamo e poa. A le faalongo ma. Usta. See, the sacrifice is not the blood of a bull. To hearken is greater than the blood of a lamb. And to obey is better than sacrifice. Palongo, usta, aja lo vama le tua, o lo fata faita ulanga lo usta I lo vama le tua. Amen. Ai lo la faile menang sa oilo tala endi faingo fie I na ola mole tua. Ai lo faile menang faingo kai na ola mole tua. Belanga e ofo ya tato ai inga ko fangau ai fea ku ai sel me fer komi ya acha he they just too alive. You tell them to do this and they go do their own thing. What is it's the same thing with God. God tells us to do something, go do our own thing, and then we say we got a sacrifice. We haven't got a sacrifice yet, just doing our own thing. Like if you la fakong ngalo fia abe fa mkaulang. Are you okay? Let's leave that there. Otherwise, if I talk on the altar, we'll be here till the. Melon luole, faleie, ol faleie ole, olau 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 fale. Ai ai le na ata mato ngo fie pa mala mala mai. Langa or fale ie ele o se me tu mau. Pa mata la tus pa ia, ele se kaka umongi ni ngai. This is not our real home. The Bible says, ele se nu umongi ni o tatou. Olo na winga, whatever, however nice your house is, guess what? It's only a tent. And the tent means that you are not standing in one place.
You are always moving because God may say, uproot the tent and leave.
I said, langa kia uskai. Afatula le tua. Hey, say ilo fali. Alunga fayole.
What happens? You take the tent and it's easier to move.
Ole kele lau kako. E fatu, ole siseo kako. E o mai kako. E le tol fale iye. Ma kwa I fau fale le iye fale iye.
We built the fale'ie and we tore the whakawhai kaulanga.
E kōr whakawhai kaulanga, mā kua e fau whale I al fale'ie.
And it's very hard for God to move you. Why? Because you establish the tent as though it's a permanent building. And when God comes and say, uproot and go, he said, I can't. Why?
Because hello?
E ala foi lana le faula, inga le Samoa. E fa pengalo ngomong aku. Mai, ole lo kwa le ngomong aku, lo kwa.
You know what? You'll never make heaven. Why? Because you think that where you were brought up in your church is a permanent thing.
If you treat that as a building, if you treat that as an altar, you will never move from that and you will never make it to heaven. Why? Because while we're down here, we are just sojourners. Hello?
E ala nana fai mai o le fare iye. E fai ngō fienga fa ngā yo ia ye le tua apera amu. E la fale tu mau e le fialu e se imasis. Al fale velave la asau le tua mai. I want you to move. You can't even budge.
Fale. You know John Wesley? John Wesley was not a Methodist. John Wesley was an Anglican. If John Wesley treated the Anglican church as a permanent building, he'll still be there and die. But he moved. Why? Because all he had was a tent. Martin Luther, hello, moved. Why? Because he had a tent. Abraham moved. Why? He had a tent. Isaac moved. Why? Because he had a tent. The Samoan don't move. Why? He's got a building. Faingo fear on a transit. Faingo fear na muli muli. Aisha. Na faingo fear na se iya. Fara iya ma ka aya. Mulmuri. Why? Because down here, your only dwelling place is Him. And when He moves, you move. Hallelujah. Say Amen. My mobile kalangoi per milna, I fala very like. Gakofia ayuma. Treat your home as a tent where God can easily minister to you, and if you have to move, God, it's easy for you to follow God. Hallelujah. Say Amen. Praise the Lord. Ole fata fai taulanga, ole fale ie. Malvaeli. E tele ia winga ia mea, e mawhainta ko kalangoi, masala e ako fuori kausanga fauka ko kalangoi e le umma. Alvaeli e fata tau le me te inuai ma le me te aiai. Well speaks of provision, refreshment. Hallelujah. Ala tuia Jakopo e fetawi maliteine o rasela nga fekawile vai eli. Ala tu Mose e fetawi Mose Pora ele vai eli. Are you okay? Nalu Elisara, Eliasaro, esu e maise to oluao Isaako
ai fitau ima o le ngole teine e peka fitau il vaieli e sau Iesu fitau ima le fine il vaieli. Hallelujah. O le vaieli ngā e kafe, e kafe e le ngata e te mali ai, e tafe e mali ai les. The well is not just for you, it's for others. And to dig a well is not easy. When you dig a well in the time of Abraham, it's desert. And to dig a well, it's a lot of work. If you want to be sustained, dig a well. Now, when you read the Bible, you need to dig a well. You don't always get what the Bible has to give by just reading the Bible. You have to dig. Pagmatana e malamalama le tele o mea pa fai tele eli le tuspaia, eli le vaieli. Say, hey, Lord, sua malie ma le leio le vaie au maia le atua ya te oe. One of the things the Bible talks about is o lo fatu o le vaieli. O lo loko. Ele ngata o le meosi e iau taulanga. Au ngai punga mai ai o vai. Ma tala Iesu fine Samaria. Te vati ate o ele vai e punga i kokong. E punga kua e punga le o le fava. One of the things God does is any times God builds a temple, there's always a river that comes from the temple. To se teimia e fawina e le tua se malu malu. A fai o le tua na ia faua le malu malu. E iei le vai e kafe mai le malu malu. Pa tilo tilo ile fato anga i etena o le ulua i malu malu na le mena nofo i le tua. The first temple was the Garden of Eden. The whole garden was a temple. It's where God dwell. God came down and dwell with Adam and walk with him in the cool of the evening. But out of that garden flowed a river. Why? The garden was a temple that was God made. Ngai loa e skielu le malu malu e fai mai e skielu ka fai mai le vai. So se malu malu a e fai e le tua e le vai e ta fai mai. Everywhere God builds a temple, a place where he lives, there's a river that flows from that place. Alu tu se faalinga va maltara tu spaya e tafe mai le vai tafe le vai le ola e tafe mai no faali. Why? It's where God lives. E la le malu malu na fai le tu o le malu malu ngai oi. There is a temple that God built and it's a mobile temple. A mai le tala tu spaya, he that believes in me out of his belly shall flow rivers. Why? Because you're a temple. I'm a temple. Every temple that is God made has a river that flows from it. O le fata fai taulanga, o le fale ie, malo vai eli. Ta puae ile tua, e te ustae ile tua, e te inu ile le leio le tua. Hallelujah. Oh, my tattoo will it to a new tattoo will it to sang. We have come a long way from the beginning of this year to the end of this year. There are only three things God is looking for in us: the altar, the tent, and the well. Next year, God looks for three things: the altar, the tent, and the well. Until the day Jesus comes, there's only three things: the altar, the tent, and the well. E o ai le aso e fio mai e Jesu, na le tolua mea e vaa ai e ilia tua ma me tātou te whaia. O le tātou fata whai tau langa, o le vaa tātou ma le tua. Hallelujah. O le me tātou te nofo ai, ma le vai eli tātou te whainu ai. Hallelujah. A faila o e nei e ele lua vama le lotu e le se lua vama le tua. You have a relationship with the church, but you have no relationship with God. Build an altar. Hallelujah. If you live in a building that has foundation, get out of it. The only foundation you have is God. Tent. Make sure God can minister to you and it's easy for you to move. Dig your well that you might drink and be filled. Hallelujah. Manaonga tāua leo tangata e vālāwi le tua, pā sino mai. Sino mai le whainga o le whatawhai taulanga. Ina iauloa na whau. Iauloa le tāua o le whale ie. Ka oa au iauloa na eli vai eli. Hallelujah. Kato tulai mai.
O-o-e lo ui unga.
Pese a faie. Me yama no ta ua. A faie tere ifa wina ase fata fai taulanga. E te vamba ai le ola o isi a ele i whaia e oe ona e saulea. A whaipo e watu maulo manatu i le mena e te iloa. Manau mia e oe te iloa o le mele e tātou tina no fuai e le o se fale tu mau. Ma e saulea. A whaipo e fiu e eli le vai eli. E iloa. E le teimi e puna ai. A whaipo i sa puna i aso ia a ua mango. E toi eli peina whaia i sa ako. Toi eli le mena eli mua mua. Se e toi sua, se e toi malie. Ausu le pese a whai oe lea, iana i saulea. Atau te talo mo oe. Whamuni atu lea tua ia te oe. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that again, just one more time. Papale ina la ufio le tuo tuo le li o li. O ame uma mātou te whaia i mātou o auna le o ngā. Tau ina mātou lōna sa vali male ustai. Mātou langona ma whalongo. I lau si ufofonga lo mātou atua. Mātou vaai lo mātou tamā. Ma whaia lo mātou ali ie. Whamanuia i lau nuu lo mātou atua. Sa uni mātou ta ape. Angale leimaila ua fio ilunga ya i mātou. Tu mau maile angale leimaila lofa o Yesu ke riso ilunga ya i mātou. O le maftanga male fa'u o inga male nganga pa ia o la ua fio lo mātou atua. Le tamale alo male nganga pa ia. Fo ile vi inga ya te oelo mātou wali'i. Lo swafa Yesu.
Ufio.